Want to do a quick one today on fear of missing out and on broadening your perspective. Two different but super important things, maybe linked, I guess. So, the first thing about missing out, you're never actually missing out on anything because you're missing out on everything all the time. And it's interesting to think about it because since we're here looking through our experience and we live in whatever state we're in or country, whatever we're doing, and we're looking at whatever tickers we're looking at, if you want to talk about trading or business opportunities, whatever. And you think that you're missing something because maybe you looked at it 3 months ago or there's a move or someone told you something. And it's super emotional and upsetting when you feel like you should catch something and you don't catch it, especially if you lost on it previously. But actually, you're always missing something all the time, because if you think about how many billion people there are out there, everybody is looking at something at all times, right? So there's no way you can see and know what they're all looking at. So in some senses, if you think about it, you're actually, pardon the bus here, if you think about it, you're actually missing everything all the time, because you're one little, one person in this massive thing, and then you miss something, but well, everybody's seeing all this other stuff that you're constantly missing. So by default, you're only seeing like the smallest amount. So who gives a shit if you miss something? It's just such a small little tweak, and sometimes having that bigger perspective, which is going to lead into my next point, helps me feel better about, especially when I invest in something, like I invest time and energy and I miss it. It can be painful, but at the same time, I always say to myself, well, if you were really convicted or if you were trading the right size, you wouldn't have missed it. So you obviously missed it because you made some kind of mistake, or if you were distracted by your personal life or something else, you weren't focused, you weren't conscious, all things that you can get better and you can improve at that led to you missing it. I used to get so pissed off when I'd miss stuff, so upset, the injustice of it and all that stuff. And now it's like, well, I can give you a couple of reasons why. You can go to the first reason about you're always missing everything in some ways if you think about that. And then the other thing is, be aware of your surroundings, be aware of your person, your energy, your ability to be there when you need to be. Are you trading too big? Like, I talked to someone who's like, I bought all the crypto at the bottom and got out. I'm so mad. And it comes after we talk about it for a while. Well, they were trading really, really big. So when you're trading that big and you buy Bitcoin at 20,000 and it goes to 18 and back to 22 and sits at 21, all of a sudden you're like, ah, shit, I'm going to take this off for 500 points. And then it goes to 60,000 and you're mad. Well, your time frame was off. Your strategy was, you're mixing time frames. All that stuff's going on. And you can continue to make those mistakes. I've made so many of those mistakes over and over again. Or you can decide that, like, I'm going to do this better going forward with a clear plan of this is my size, this is my objective. And if you have more, like, if you've made money in other jobs or other places in your trading, then it's like maybe it's a long-term bucket. You say, I need to buy Bitcoin and uranium and, I don't know, gold and solar. And that's a bucket against inflation. And I'm going to put money in that every month. Great. 5-10% of my net worth, 20% of my net worth, whatever. That's a plan. You can stick with that plan. You can handle swings in that plan. You have a system. But when you just start bombing away huge size and then it flips you out and goes out without you a year later, that's a different problem. So you can eliminate a lot of this stuff just by having a better plan going into it. So that's the FOMO part. The other part is broadening your perspective, which is kind of the first thing I said about the FOMO, but a little different in that. Like, if you think about, so you never want to make yourself wrong for feeling something. Like, if you feel like shit about something, or you feel mistreated, you missed a move, whatever, relationship, work, it doesn't really matter. I feel like you have to soothe yourself and kind of get through that process without making yourself wrong. Because if you deny it and make yourself wrong, or you don't like that you feel that way, it just gets worse. It's like, this is bullshit, not fair, I don't like it. Just feel worse and worse. But if you pretend like it didn't happen and just push it down, that doesn't do well, because now you didn't say you disliked it, but you pretend it didn't happen. So when you pretend it didn't happen, then you're just lying to yourself. You're just bullshitting yourself and you don't feel good. So what ends up working is to be, for me, one of the things that has helped me a lot is to look at the bigger perspective. That's why I like I like space, like space exploration and talks about space, because it shows us how small and insignificant, not insignificant, but how small we are in relative to the universe, like on Earth and just walking around in bodies on Earth, and how small that is compared to everything else. It's just so freaking tiny. It's like a smaller than a speck of sand on the earth in the whole thing, that what we're doing here. And when you think that way, it kind of like, for me, it kind of alleviates some of that personal focus on Brad's life and the struggles and the unfair, the things that aren't fair and things that didn't go right and all that. And it just kind of clears it. And another like example of that would be prisoners. Like I was reading that prisoners, when they have that small cell, especially ones in the small quarters, they put like the cones in a certain spot and everything's like, it's very laid out and organized, and fights will break out, things will happen because little things are out of place because everyone's focus is so narrow that all they're looking at is their little setup and their little cell, which makes sense because that's their whole world, which is a small little focus. But when you start broadening your focus to, you know, the universe or whatever, other people, other lives, other friends, family even, you start to feel less of a burden with your own ever, you know, ongoing bullshit every day. So I'm going through a little bit of a bumpy ride with my trading right now, up and down, up and down, up and down. And I'm drawing on some of these things to make me, to handle it better. And you know, the run could happen at any time, right? Everyone's doing something different all the time, but thinking this way has been a lot more helpful than kind of the opposite, which would be, you know, you should be doing well, or, you know, you had these few things that you screwed up and you would have been doing better, or, and then also just getting so focused on what I'm doing. And it's like, I've got a great family and I'm healthy and I, you know, you don't want to negate the trading, but the focus is so strong on that one thing. Like, you know, you get something stuck in your eye and all you can think about is something stuck in your eye, and life sucks until you get it out of your eye. And I think sometimes with your eye, maybe you got to get it out, but sometimes with this trading stuff, and just some of the emotions are under the category of bugging yourself about stuff that you don't really need to. One more thing to add that I forgot is on my website, tradinglifepodcast.com, I cleaned it up a little bit and now have the ability to comment on any podcast posts. So you can comment on whatever you want on there, and I'll check those and chat back. So it's nice if people want to leave voice messages on here. I can answer questions and talk about things. I enjoy that. But if you don't want to do that and you want to just type, you can comment on the website. Thanks for doing that if you do. And if you like the podcast, please leave me a review. That would be great too.